under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 12th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things you have to understand that we're under attack from all kinds of different threats as we speak. Good friend of mine, Rob Henschel, he is the chairman of the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners down in Traverse City. Randy, please put this out on your radio show. Grand Traverse County's government is under a ransomware attack. We've isolated the problem and have fresh backups ready to go once all the systems get cleared. However, many services are down. They're not working. Restoration will be slow but progressive. It'll be expected that a few days before we're back to 100% back to normal. 9/11 dispatch is still up and is running on using a backup system. If you know anybody that lives in Grand Traverse County, Traverse City area, and they have constituent concerns, please feel free to direct them directly to the county administrator or myself, Rob Henschel, chairman of the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners. Thank you for your service in getting this public announcement out there. Rob Henschel, your friend. You see, one thing you have to understand, people. These evildoers, they tried to do it to this radio station numerous times. Thanks to Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. They haven't been able to do it at all lately. I'm broadcasting to you today from a third world country. I'm not even in the United States right now, according to my IP address, where I'm logged in through, connected into the station, talking to you on this microphone. I'm not here. It's his technology that has cleaned up our problems, and Rob needs to talk to him. Ottawa school boards, municipalities, you guys need to do this. You see, one thing you have to understand, these people want to take us down. Why? Because we speak the truth. Congressman Bergman and his machine are not happy with me right now because I speak the truth. We've got a U.S. Senate candidate leading in the Republican polls right now who doesn't even live in Michigan, Mr. Rogers. He lives in Florida. He does not live in Michigan. But yet the Bergman machine is going to try to attack Todd Smallenberg, claiming he doesn't live in the 106 House District, even though he has done everything legally correct. Driver's license, voter registration, utility bills, in the district where he plans to build a new house when he gets elected. And they're using it as a political attack against him. You people are disgusting. So we will bring you the truth, and then you decide. But you need to share the information. You need to be a storyteller. When you find this information out, you need to take action and forward it to people so that they're aware of what's going on in our counties and in our state house districts, in our state, in our country. We're going to go to Livingston County in the next segment. We're going to have a guest on to talk about it. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this hump day Wednesday, June 12, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is a longtime friend down from Livingston County. She has a vacation summer home up here in Antrim County in Elk Rapids, my area. Trisha Fessler's on the line. Good morning, Trisha.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're good, good, good. Appreciate you coming up, visiting. And I wanted to have you on the show today because you, as concerned citizens down in Livingston County, have taken the time, the resources to put together to do some things regarding politics. Explain the process you guys have done as volunteers down there in Livingston County.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Randy, for having me on this morning. I appreciate it. So over a year ago, just some conservatives, concerned citizens decided to start getting together regularly. So we were meeting like every month at least. And, you know, as the 2024 election approached, we decided to go legal. And so we've said, how can we get involved more, you know, just make more of an impact in our community? So we decided to, you know, first try to get out the vote, you know, go door knocking with low propensity conservative voters. We have a team doing that. So that's one part of our operation. And then the other part is trying to vet these different candidates that are coming in the local level. So that would be from library board to school board to county commissioner, township trustees, and we went as far as state representative, you know, that would be representing the Heartland area.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this question. In this process, how many people were involved in this group? How many were leaders? How many were members? How big a group was this?
So on our vetting endorsement committee, there is a group of five.
Okay.
So those that were the ones that, you know, they devised the questionnaire, sent it out, mailed it out, you know, had interviews with candidates, that type of thing.
Okay.
And then the voting was done and stuff. As far as the canvassers, there's more than that. I don't exactly know at the top of my head how many we have out canvassing right now. But and as a group, as a total, that are helping with events, there's more than that, over 20. So
okay.
Somewhere around that, yeah.
So you got 20, 30 people together of like minds that
yep.
said, hey, we want to do this. We want to vet these candidates at the local level. I'm
yep.
assuming you're doing township, cities, villages, counties, and like you said, even state representatives. But this
correct.
Is only like 20, 30 people in your entire county that have decided to participate.
Well, actually, it's just we're focusing on Heartland. So it's just in the Heartland area. That's what our group is focusing on. So,
oh, gotcha. So you even went more micro
yep.
than all of
yep.
Livingston County. You
yep.
went specific to Heartland. Now, why
Heartland.
Did you guys target? Why did you target Heartland?
Well, first of all, I just feel a big responsibility living in this area. I do believe the Lord led us to move here. And so I can say my heart is for Heartland, heart of the land. So, and I just feel like, that is where we have to be involved at the very, very, as you said, the micro level, the minute, the, our backyard is how we refer to it, is our backyard. Know what's going on in our backyard, because that's where it is, Randy, you know, our township trustees, our school board candidates, our, library and all the as you know, I'm sure,
yep.
The different kind of things that's going on in the books and the curriculum. And it's just, if we are focused even on the county level, like in my opinion, we can overlook some of the things that's happening in our own backyard.
Exactly. So that's why you chose to do it. Now, for those listeners like Officer Rick Nieper and other listeners I have down in Livingston County area, pick just a couple of critical ones that you think are critically important to get elected that your committee has vetted. You've talked to the various candidates. You've actually come out and endorsed some. Who would
mm-hmm.
you like to promote? Give me two or three.
Well, I am going to first promote the ones in the three that are running as a slate on the school board. It's super important because we have boys, our biological boys, going into girls' bathrooms. And last election, we only got three out of the four candidates in that we needed. So they're in a minority right now. So we need those three conservative school board candidate slates in. That would be Angela Yarber and Tiffany Baird. They're running for the six-year term. And we need Jeff Scott. He's running for the two-year term.
Now, let me get a point of clarification.
Mm-hmm.
You're running them as a slate. So what you're going to do is you're going to print up yard signs. You're going to print up some 4x8s. You're going to print up some business cards with their names on them. You're going to call them concerned parents, and you're going to run them as a slate and get this information out to the people of Heartland.
That is the hope, and they are running as a slate together, yes. The hope is to get out information just as you talked about, Randy, yes.
Now, my next question. Once they get elected, do we have strong supporting members that will support their positions so that they can actually get something accomplished?
Absolutely. And what I was just explaining to you, last election, 3 out of the 4 got in. So they're in there trying to make the best that they can in the situation. One is not running again, so we need at least 2 of these candidates in out of the 3. We need them in. So, yes.
Why is that one candidate not running again?
I'm not sure the reasons for that. It was only a partial turn anyway. It was a 2-year term.
Got it.
So.
Got it. Let me ask you this question. The ones that did get elected, did they feel frustrated because they were not in the majority? Did they feel like they were basically there and not really accomplishing? Is that maybe one of the reasons why she decided not to run for re-election?
I can't speculate why she didn't run, but I know, you know, yes, they would like to have made more progress. They've made some, for sure, even just being on the minority. They made some progress, which I'm so proud of them for fighting the battle for these kids. But yes, I mean, anybody would be frustrated time after time if you have 3 votes and then you have 4 that, you know, makes it fall flat. So
go yeah. against you. Right.
Exactly.
How has the public attendance for those that attend these school board meetings, the public comment, are they supportive of the new school board members, or are they fighting, rallying against them?
Oh, we have both going on here. Yeah, we have several that get up and speak in favor, and then we obviously have the consenting voices as well. But I think the majority are the supportive ones. They're just not as loud. But we do have the same ones that do come regularly or, you know, often to speak in favor of what the school board people or what the school board members are doing, and hoping that we can rally other ones to get the new ones in that are running. The concern on my end is that some of the ones that are running on the opposite slate, because they're running on a slate as well,
yep.
They are more have more name recognition. So we really need to get these conservative names out there.
Okay, give me the 3 names again.
Yep. So it's Angela Yarber, Tiffany Baird, and Jeff Scott.
Okay, very good, because I'm going to send you the podcast of this interview, and you'll be able to share this interview and get it out there, email it, post it on social media, get it all across Heartland. A lot of my listeners know me down there, Summer McMillan, yep. Rick Nieper. I got a lot of good friends down that way. Christine Gray is in Northville. Phyllis is in the Livingston County, Washtenaw County area. We'll get it out there. We get the names out there. We'll do this. Here's the point. We're
actually,
doing.
Randy, I just want to tell you, we also endorsed Summer McMillan. She was a township trustee. So
good.
We like Summer.
Yeah, she's running for trustee down there.
Yeah, she's a re-election. So, yeah,
okay,
definitely
good.
Got her endorsement.
Excellent. Yeah, vote for Summer McMillan for sure.
Yeah,
we'll get you this information. But, Trisha, the main reason I had you on the show today, we're experiencing the same thing up here in my listening area. It's in Presque Isle County called Onaway School District. And they've been fighting the same battles that you guys have. You, on your own, described many of the things going on up here that they've been fighting with for years. And they, too, are putting up a slate of progressive socialists that are pushing the woke agenda. And the reason I did it is I wanted my listeners, when I say, guys, this is happening all across the state of Michigan, it's not just happening up here in northern Michigan, it's happening everywhere. You just completely validated it's happening down in Heartland, Livingston County.
Yep. It's definitely an agenda for sure. And you know what else, Randy? It's what I'm seeing is it's not just the it's those that maybe have people may consider them conservatives, but when they get on the school board, they don't vote like that, you know? So that's another frustration too, is it's not all, you know, they're liberal and you know it. It's you know, there's this identity or this thought that they are conservatives, but when they get on the board, it's like, no, they're not voting that way. So we really do need to do our vetting, and we really do need to know who the true conservatives are for our kids.
Absolutely. Because we had that same situation. A lady we thought was very conservative, cared about the kids. When it came up a couple of votes to do certain things, she went against our majority. And yes, it didn't pass. And it says, right, we're sitting there scratching our heads going, wait a minute, I thought you were conservative. We thought you cared about the kids. We thought you cared about the school district.
Yep, exactly.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we appreciate you checking in. And thank you for noticing Vicky's signs. I've been pounding all those in the ground myself.
That was great to see that.
I'm covered in poison ivy, but I'm fighting through it. And we're going to finish them up this week. And maybe we can hook up this week sometime in Elk Rapids. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, that would be great. If I can just shout one more name out there, Jason Wolford. He's running for state rep in District 50.
So he's a 5-0.
Yep. He's a veteran, a Marine, and he's a minister of the gospel. And he would be a great representative.
Super. Who's the current state rep in that seat?
Bob Bazat.
I thought Bob wasn't running.
That's a lot of the drama over here. Yes, he wasn't running, and then he decided to run, and then another candidate filed a lawsuit, got him off the ballot, and then he's back on the ballot, and so, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a complete zoo down there. Well, anyway, so Bob's done. People listening to this podcast, if you live in the 50th House District, Jason Wolford is the man. I believe, didn't Bob Bazat even endorse him when he announced he wasn't going to run?
He did, yes.
But now he's running against him.
Yes.
Yeah, Bob. Bye-bye, Bob. You're done. We're going to get Jason elected. Greatly appreciate it. All right, Tricia, I got to go. I got another segment to do. Bottom of our news break. We appreciate you coming on. I'll send you the link to this podcast on your phone.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Randy. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that was Tricia Fessler, Concerned Citizens, Heartland, Michigan. They live in Livingston County. But Heartland is a beautiful town. I've been there. I've been to a pastor's church there. You know, the thing of it is, folks, you have to fight this at the local level. You have got to vet these candidates. You got to vet them hard. Then, as a committee, they endorsed and said, these are the people we want. And it was only 20-some people that are involved in this community of Heartland. If you could get 15, 20 people in Onaway, 15 or 20 people in Sheboygan, 15, 20 people in Petoskey, Charlevoix, you could create your own little group and do this on your own. Raise a little bit of money, print up some signs, print up some business cards, knock on doors. Share the information with the people. We are concerned citizens of our community. This is what we are doing. This is what we're facing. This is what we're fighting. I can guarantee you, folks, that Kimberly Wigglesworth, being the treasurer of this gay, queer, straight alliance in Onaway, is getting money from Gretchen Whitmer. I guarantee it. Some way, shape, or form, they're going to have a slate of candidates running against the concerned parents of Onaway, and they're going to be funded by the governor and the Democrat machine here in Michigan. It's game on, people. We need a new clerk in Mount Morenci County. Timothy Jacobs in the next segment. We'll be right back.